in time. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimps in Attorney Dowell's office at the county seat discussing a prospective witness.
Well, now, Mr. Skimps, are you sure this boy, what's his name?
Cedric Weehawk.
Are you sure we can depend on him?
Oh, yes, Mr. Dowell. You just leave him to me. He will make an excellent witness for us.
And I don't know. I met him just once, and, well, it just seems to me that he isn't exactly the intellectual type.
Well, no, he's not a mental giant, I'll admit that.
When I said, how do you do to him, he got out his Social Security card and handed that to me instead of paying me.
Well, you see, Cedric is quite proud of that card. He's the only student in the third reader who has a Social Security number.
A third reader, you say?
Yes.
He got farther in school than I thought.
Well, I don't think we'll have any trouble with him. And I'm sure that we can get some mighty damaging testimony out of him, too. Well, that is, damaging to our worthy opponent.
Well, we've got to be careful. We've got to be ethical.
Well, yes. Up to a certain point. Oh, you can carry anything too far, Mr. Dowell.
I still think we should rest our case on the evidence we presented so far. You know, your performance on the witness stand was as fine a piece of acting as I've ever seen. And I think we should stake all our chances on that.
Well, I don't know. I think anything extra that we can add in here that we'll need it all right. After all, you and I both know that my case is a little thin.
Well, oh, I was...
Now, let's face it, it's thin.
You may be right, but I still think that after your testimony today, we have the jury just about where we want it. I think we have them pretty well convinced what a kind, generous man you are. And what a despicable, underhanded pair we're up against.
Yes, sir, Blackwood's all right. But, on the other hand, why take a chance when all we... Wait just a minute. There comes our boy right now.
And I hope we're doing the right thing.
Well, don't you worry about that at all. Hey, come on in, Cedric, my boy. Come right on in. That's it. Right through the door, Cedric. Don't be bashful.
Yes, sir.
You remember Mr. Dowell here?
Oh, me.
Cedric, my boy, I think I told you the reason I wanted you to drop into Mr. Dowell's office today. The sole purpose of this visit is for you to help us reach the right verdict in this trial.
You want to see my Social Security card?
No, that won't be necessary, Cedric.
It's number 56514522323.
Yes, well, we won't need that now, Cedric. All we want to do is just to run over a few questions that you're going to answer on the witness stand.
I am, huh?
Yes, Cedric. You would like to be the star witness of the trial, wouldn't you, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Lord. Boy, do you think I could?
Why, of course you can.
We hope. Miracles have happened.
Now, we're going to give you a little head start, so to speak, Cedric.
Oh, you mean I'm going to have to race somebody?
No, you won't have to race
somebody. Well, I can run fast if that's going to help him.
No, Cedric, you won't need to do any running, I don't think. All we're going to do is just tell you some of the questions that Mr. Dowell is going to ask you on the witness stand and give you a chance to... Well, more or less rehearse your answer, so to speak, Cedric.
So to speak them, huh?
Yes, so to speak them. Go ahead, Mr. Dowell. Give Cedric an idea of what these questions are going to be.
Well, all right. I don't know how I let myself get involved in these.
Now, listen closely, Cedric, my boy.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Cedric, first of all, they'll ask you your name. And then...
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get that straight. They'll ask me my name, you say?
Yes. And then...
Oh, I can get that in good. Cedric Weehunt. That's easy. I know that good. I got the right answer for that.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to have any trouble with that one.
Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt. I'll give him the whole word.
Yeah, fine. That's fine.
Mr. Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt. Might throw that in there, too, that mister.
Now, look, we've got the name part down fine. Now, let's just drop it.
Yes, Cedric, I think you'll be able to handle that all right. But now, just be quiet and listen to what else Mr. Dowell has to say.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, Mr. Weehawk.
Mr. Weehawk. No, he didn't come. I've come. My father's over at the blacksmith shop.
Well, Cedric, Mr. Dowell is talking about you. You're old enough now to be referred to as Mr. Weehunt.
Am I Mr. Weehunt, too?
Why, of course you are, Cedric.
Good for me.
You and your father both go by that name. Go ahead, Mr. Dowell.
Yes, sir. Now, Cedric, you made a trip up here from Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner one day when they came to have the Pearl appraised, didn't you?
Well, Cedric, you remember that. It was before the trial ever started. You drove Lum and Abner up here to the county seat. And Lum took the pearl into a jewelry store to find out how much it was worth, didn't he?
Oh, yes, Mom. That was me. I recollect now.
Yes. And you also remember, don't you, that you told some of your friends that Lum said at one point during that trip, he said, Abner, be careful of that pearl. It doesn't belong to you. Is that right?
Yes, Mom. He said that. Oh, only he never said it doesn't belong to you. He said it don't belong to you.
All right, don't. Doesn't it mean the same thing?
Now, don't you think Cedric Lum might have said it don't belong to us instead of you?
No, Mom, he said
it. Well, think hard now, Cedric. It's possible to make a little mistake like that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Why, yes. Even a bright young boy like you might do it.
Well, you know better than I do.
Yes, that's the right attitude, Cedric. So now you know what to answer when Mr. Dowell asked you on the witness stand what Lum said to Abner on that.
I do.
Why, yes.
What is it?
Well, Cedric, we've just been talking about. Well, you tell him that Lum told Abner to be careful of the pearl because it doesn't belong to us.
To us? Me and you?
No, Lum and Abner.
Don't belong to nobody, huh?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Cedric, can't you get anything straight?
Well,
Look, Dowell, I think maybe you better write out that answer for Cedric and let him memorize it. We better not take a chance.
I think we're taking a chance any way you look at it.
Now, Cedric, there's one other thing I want you to remember about Lum's conversation that day, too. After he said, it doesn't belong to us.
Don't.
All right, it don't belong to us. After he said that, don't you think he said something like, it rightfully belongs to Squire Skim?
No, Mom, he never said that.
Concentrate now, Cedric. You know how a bright young boy like you has his mind so chuck full of things it's easy for him to forget.
Has that been my trouble all these years?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, now, you remember that Lum said, he said, it rightfully belongs to Squire Skim.
That must be one of the things I forgot because I'm so chuck full of bright things, huh?
Yes, that's right. But now you remember.
I do, huh?
Why, yes, indeed you do.
Well, good for me.
Now, that's all you have to remember, Cedric.
Yeah.
You be here early tomorrow morning. You'll have your day in court, and believe me, you'll be the sore witness.
Now, Mr. Spears, are you positive that this boy, Cedric, made such a statement?
Why, sure I'm positive, Mr. Merrick. I'm one of the ones he told it to. He said right out in plain English that Lum and Abner told on that trip that he'd better be careful about the pearl because it never belonged to him.
In other words, Lum must have felt that the pearl belonged to him alone. And I don't see how that's going to help your case necessarily.
Well, leastways it illuminates one of them. Gets that little varmint Abner out of it. I still think we ought to put Cedric on the seven-legged witness stand and get what we can out of his testimony.
Well, at least we could talk to him and maybe find out something else in the conversation that'll help us. Are you sure he can find his way to the office all right?
Oh, he'll be here. I'll give him the directions and he... Wait a minute. That might be him now.
Come in.
Open the door, Richard. Oh, hello, Mr. Graham, Pep.
Yeah, come on in. Sit down, Cedric. This here's Mr. Merrick. He's my lawyer.
Hello, Cedric.
How do you do? You know, fellas, you're talking to the star witness?
Well, I don't know whether we will be or not, Cedric. It all depends on what we can figure out for you to say.
Oh, I know what to say. You don't need to worry about that now.
Well, Cedric, exactly what did Lum say to Abner in the conversation during the trip that you made to the county seat?
Well, he said, let me get this right now. He said, Abner, be careful of the pearl, because it don't belong to us.
To us? Is that what he said?
Yes, Mom. I'm a bright boy, and I got my head chock full of stuff. And I'm so bright, I forget a lot of things, but I finally recollect them. I'm a star witness. Boy.
Well, here, this is a lot better than I thought it was. If you're sure he said it doesn't belong to us.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't say doesn't. Say don't. Don't clone Durham.
Well, this is wonderful. I think we've got just the witness we're looking for.
Yeah, I just wish they'd have said something about the pearl belonging to me. That's what I wish.
Well, wait a minute now. There was something about that.
There was? There was?
Yes, Mom. Now, let's see if I can recollect how that went. It don't belong to us. It frightfully, rightfully belongs to,
Mr. Spears?
No, that word is. Don't think. Of course, I'm such a bright young boy with my head chucked full of so much stuff, I do forget things. You might be right. I don't know.
Of course we're right. What else could it be?
Hey, so's I care, they know pigeon toad well. That seven-legged pearl belonged to me. And I'm glad somebody here to admit it, the varmint.
Cedric, you're right. You are going to be the star witness in this trial. All you have to do when you get on the witness stand is tell exactly what you've just told us. Can we depend on you?
Oh, why, sure. Don't forget I'm a bright young boy and my head's just chock full of stuff. I can't hardly wait to get up there. Star witness, boy.
Yes, this should indeed be a bit of highly interesting testimony.